the shivers, hibernation, shivers. Since X wasn't no big dope dealer, senior reader didn't appeal to her. Now she wanna ride with Chinchilla Fur, and that 680 Maybach come with a chauffeur. Yes, sir, guess who popped out, bitch? I've been pulling up, I just took the long ride. Game like suicide, catch a hot loader. Then put the mask down, shake a cold shoulder. You've been held down before, then I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Narrator, the X ain't here for fun. Praise the sun, get done by none. Clown disrespect in the X, don't even trip. Let me provide dope for Clark Kent the skip. If you bitch you, since you like skipping, that will use up to all my bloods and crib.
I'm ready for dinner, for this is the season of catching the shivers. And since I got hungry, what I'm gonna do? Eat sucker and season pieces like
DJ King Flow.
What had happened was, and you dig, I get a phone call from the homie Skit. He say, RBX, make sure you pronounce the name correctly, bruh. It's Skit. Flashback to when things begun, like Ice-T and Glove at the Radiotron. So let's just spin it, now catch the groove. Battle time ready, now perfect the move. Ready? Tell me what you know about skills. Activity means spin like windmills. Crash the cruise, kill competition dead. When strike a pose after spinning on your head. That's when you catch it in the fold. Start gang banging like they lost their soul. It used to be a dance move, pop for the lot. Accurate move, snap with a pop. And it don't stop till something go drop. Then bang, 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 then pop. W's all the way up. With the Gotham floor, bet your bottom dollar this'll bump your trunk. On top, we don't bring no junk. Hit the road, little mama, just move your rump. From this one, we hit them with the Gotham floor. Bet your bottom dollar this'll bump your trunk. On top, we don't bring no junk. Hit the road, little mama, just move your rump.
If you don't have no money when I come through, fuck what we gon' build on when I suck through. If you don't give me something I can't get from the government, like a husband or father, fuck it, you come to me. I've been on my dean all day, and the last thing I need is a cheetah looking to pray. Media been spreading so much bull-ish things, and it got so many people conditioned to feeling hate. Are you gonna treat my beauty like a beast? Or you gonna be a beast with a beauty that kills them out of that grief? If there's one thing I know, is these wise guys don't last long when they mark a beauty for beef. I'm a full-time cooker, sharper than a woman who cock-sucking her boss more than full-time hookers. This the kind of mind men pay for sugar. So just respect my time, them days off, get booked up.
DJ King Flow.
This is Even Steven, 50-50, give on the take, break out the dinner plate. We chef together like Snoop and Martha, happy like a Fruzia Glazier. Cohabitate and take you on a date. I guarantee you that I'm nothing like the last guy. Not your equal, you try to teach him like a bad child. Write out the plans on the vision board. I multitask, take out the broom and sweep the kitchen floor. Not just your lover, I'm your helper on the regular. Compound interest deposits that I'm invested in. Not only beloved, but you're benevolent. Sometimes you an introvert, who better than you? She ain't invented yet. Playing with your breasts like knobs on the edge of sketch. Stuck like Hubble Bubble on the bottom of a student desk. Facts of life, we tight like Arnold and Kathy. I be 80 years of age and still smacking your fanny.
Hit your frame. Trying to hit this thing while the beat just split with your brain.
Bitch, move on, son.
Real niggas in here, up your lighter.
Lighter.
Bitches
lighter.
In here, keep it quiet, huh?
Quiet.
Cause gilla niggas be them rolling boulders. Body grip our shoulder, shape like Coca-Cola. I'm seeing your Dota. Open-toed shoes with your pinky ring nails painted. So cute. Now, I tell you what I want you to do.
Don't get offended.
Bitch, tell you what I want you to do. Shake like the end of the month bill was due. Break a leg like a single drop of sweat was a bruise in ya. Get wet, cause your hubby, he's a pretender. And the sound of my voice alone, he's your B-member.
Yeah,
at socks, I say hello.
Hi.
My Afro D's breed Velcro eyes. My broad stay stuck. I don't give a fuck. Prefer if hoes keep their eyes closed when they suck.
Yeah.
The greatest trick he played was that he never existed. My business, number one on your hit list, like Wayside and who we spit with. She can tell by the way that he tipped it.
Bitch, yeah, I'm come just on. Moving on up to the inside of things.
Oh God, you're the greatest. Look, mom, I just made it. I couldn't fold at the bottom of the futons in the basement. I'm not the one, but I'm Morpheus. I can pull you out of the matrix. Love the hand, I was dope. I got new cards I can play with. Full and flush with the flow. Full house entertainment. I'm straight because I'm really good. Because I hold them down with some aces. That's Go Squad. We never fold. We're cool, calm, and contagious. They want to hear us. Just listen. We're too far from complacent. Shoes on for the races. Moved on from the basics. We'll cut it out today. Bookers, no cool. In the pages, nope. It must have been in the spread. Great coupon for the ages. I'm too hot for your state, even Tucson wouldn't take it. I'm heating up with these thoughts. Got a few plots in the making. 101 dimensions, a lot of spots to be taken. Dog, listen, you got a few cars to be chasing. That's long term, as I go too far with the statement. We're making statement after statement.
Facts.
Keeping our heads up without no facelift. Face it, we got here. No need for shave kits, no cutting us. We're making
Emerald J, Lexo with the foreign spokes. Hit the bags and pop up on a nigga like Sergeant Doak. Slice the audio like a dirty blade up against the brick. The way I cut patterns through chambers is how I caught my niche. Swirling silicone in the bottle looking like water flint. You look like a lick and I'm thinking my niggas ought to flip. I was running zips down Desert Inn trying to make a grip. Single six of liquid mosaic inside the trunk of whip. 4 a.m. I'm up for the gusto. I gotta count the bag. Niggas rather beef than go hustle. That's why they pockets drag. Debt collectible. In the split, that super athletic gas tags us out one time at my six. I hope that nigga pass. I ain't never walk with that white, but I keep that dragon glass. I be dropping shatter like broken shit, heavy handed dabs. We rolled out a keg from the function, they put that on the tab. Crank the fucking knob till it's broken and bang this in the slab.
Make it mad when I put it in perspective. Let's see if my knowledge is a factor. See, I'm from the street. So I know what's up. Make it mad.
Grenade shards, can't deny you been now barred. Be pulling your card, knuckle sandwich, now you see stars. Walk of fame game, spitting flame, shitting on lanes. Poison ring, solid like the thing, fantastic being. Honey makes sense when my wallet chain. Got more bounce than a pogo spring. Puppet master when I'm pulling strings. You want the hoof for the wing, you don't have to sleep to dream. My mind steady thinking about the cream. Making moves to muscle in the fiends. My hustle and sink, we sell all even kitchen sinks. I wanna get rich, fuck you think. This the real, ain't no movie theme. Losing my mind, I'm on the brink. Get hit, your blood pressure sink. Talk shit, get your angel wings. Get turned out like the upside down in Stranger Things.
Make it mad when I put it in perspective. Let's see if my knowledge is a factor. See, I'm from the street.
Pierce Brosnan and under pressure. Fierce goblin, serve punishment, it's a pleasure.
DJ
I want
King
the treasure,
Flo.
The vision golden. These niggas folding under weather. So Bo Hightower holding firepower. Come to stretcher. Since Barbito Garcia been a lethal 16 bar feature. A harsh leader, I did it my way like Carlito. Best beware like the Blob sequel when you meet her with the Dark Reaper. Spark heaters like a broken furnace. He don't involve if it don't concern us. That's the last name of Sojourner. An unwritten rule, unspoken agreement that potential earnings won't deter us. Born in NY, I styled in Dallas. I'm formerly DBI if you're new to the web like Miles Morales. I'm not bartering a friendship, guilt tripping, nor harboring resentment. I'm smarting every artist on your imprint, mister. Suckers keep playing but got the game wrong. I'm off into some wave that they ain't on. Kiff treats fire kicks like Faye Long. Digital or underground, shit's the same song. Power surges and floods when I brainstorm. I'm a heavy umbrella, you not under it, you get rained on. Collisions, property damage when I brainstorm. You not under me, you get rained on. I'm Daniel Craig in the Mr. Danger. Wild card for every MC, Lister Ranger. Folks dig up your skeletons just to shame ya. No disclaimer, soul like Balenciaga vintage trainers. Not aligned with a major, got disdain for clout chasers. I don't worship entertainers, they look and sound the same. Can't tell these clicks apart. Only way you'll shine off my name is pen and pixel art. It's always cowards that be quick to bark. Fuck around and have to wear an eye patch with them slick remarks. The second coming of Big Pop, they won't tell it. I get them out of there at the drop of a smoke pellet. Nonetheless, appear greater, dope curator. The Omega put fear in betas, cause your peers' disappearance. Then Stacy Dash, you won't know your dog died till a year later. Mister, suckers keep playing but got the game wrong. I'm off into some wave that they ain't on. Kiff treats fire kicks like Faye Long.
Let me mention these suckers ain't worth to mention. Plus I prefer consistency, murder them with persistence. No matter how you defend, you're defenseless with no my hit list. Until your non-existence, my intentions are relentless. Killing them get to defend, it's a murder per minute. Hit with the burner, it's your turn to get it. Never be gimmick, I'm serving you niggas. You need an image, me I'm authentic. Never can see me, they need to admit it. Please forget it, heed your limits. Think before you get caught up in it. We was brought up in this, so we with it. Yo, ain't no contender with me, I don't care if you're whack or dope. You lack the flow, in my opinion I'm a beast. And lyrically, that's my mode, I crack the code. You amateur nigga, Craig Jackson, no. I damage you niggas, no back and forth. I'ma kill it from the dough. Just know you niggas ain't coming back here no more.
And it is what it is. Night Stalker music. All in the pain. Whoa.
We stalk all night to prove we got style. Then come through the town and smash the whole crowd. Ain't no doubt that it's all about that G-status droopin' and we turn it out. We stalk all night to prove we got style. Then come through the town and smash the whole crowd. Ain't no doubt that it's all about that G-status droopin' and we turn it out.
Rocket ship take off. Are you ready for flight? Lord have thee mercy, hope you ready for night. You ain't even got to rewind and press play that DBGC36K. Everything active, so we ready to flip. And that boy undisputed like Shannon and Skip. You ain't from round here, I'm suggesting you skip. Cause that 50 cal round to knock the shoulder off the ship. Best show you how we get no sleep. And then night stalk like Jeepers creep. But that's what happened when we jump out the cut. Pink bull fully, is you active or what? Burn shit down, you hear the alarm? He ain't said nothing, it's peace and calm. Then all of a sudden, X drop a dirty bomb. That sick, infected Delta Omicron.
We stalk all night to prove we got style. Then come through the town and smash the whole crowd. Ain't no doubt that it's all about that G-status droopin' to be turned out.
Seriously pulled up on the spot, kinda suspicious. Hot in the kitchen, but wasn't washing dishes. Plan lay him down is far from fictitious. Plus mama didn't know that boy was that vicious. But she gon' learn today that nigga a grown man. So push a hard line, gon' take a strong hand. If you want that bullshit, take another route. Screaming out the world is yours, I highly doubt. Gotta be careful claiming you run the town, or the monsters might creep and shut your shit down. Niggas outside, move in and move around. The surface, the air, missile can knock the blimp down. Ain't no mercy, can't be no remorse. Trim off the fat, then cook it at the source. It is what it is, let it do what it do. Next time I pray, I send a prayer for you. When it get active, there'll be no rendition. Brief transmission in your edition. All I know is the boy came up missing. Them niggas ain't bluffing, I ain't said nothing.
Revolutionary, you're a douche. revolutionary DJ sense, evolutionary. Pursuing your pituitary. Your crew is very close, I'm a lyrical luminary. You're an Illuminati, puny bitch, eunuch soon to be buried. I'm down to fuck every putrid cherry. Every single virgin scourging the earth, a surgeon with jergens and perks and a Buick Century. And Fergie's Hershey, tits perky for a perky. Carve your face up like a turkey, you don't want beef jerky. I heard you cut queefs and eat gherkins. You put that work in your clicks, a circus, a circle jerking Urkels. Purple nurples with herpes. I heard that you prefer pee instead of showering. You show prowess and cowardice in prison, you a Howard's bitch. Rest you suck your mother's dick for you, that's a good meal. I kick that hood spiel, you think you metal, but you run kill. You not reinventing the steel, you started off glam. So shut the fuck up, pussy, and put your platforms on, ma'am. Tommy and Nikki, faggots.
You're getting haunted. From the kick to the snare, hands raised in the air. Real thugs don't care, spirits taunted. It's oblique and necro. Stepping in the spot to shred your bodies in the gauntlet. Haunted. From the kick to the snare, hands raised in the air. Real thugs don't care, spirits taunted. It's oblique and necro. These mumble rappers should have killed themselves from the get-go. Evil on the track, spitting sins to atone. Fingers hitting pads, boom bap to the dome. Tour through my crypt, this is skeleton shown. When the kick drum leaves your whole fucking head blown by a ghost still shackled, roaming halls in your home, stalking Hollywood bimbos in off-brand clothes. A TikTok limbo, Kardashian clones, the Casper severed limb right down to the bone. So bang your fucking head absurd if you're down with the verve to a beat that's completely unnerved. Mosh pits when the bodies hit curbs, bitch, for an imminent death that cannot be deterred. I'm arising from the coffin, completely preserved, holding Necronomicon filled with curated words to conjure up a swarm of scavenger birds to pick off every last one of you herbs. It's oblique, counting cash, eating ass, live fast and die gruesome. It's looking bleak. You're getting haunted. From the kick to the snare, hands raised in the air. Real thugs don't care, spirits taunted. It's oblique and necro, stepping in the spot to shred your bodies in the gauntlet. Haunted. From the kick to the snare, hands raised in the air. Real thugs don't care, spirits taunted. It's oblique and necro. These mumble rappers should have shut themselves.
God is free, agent around. Your word is born on a track with a who killer beat. We on a swarm.
50
years of this art is what we celebrating. Hot 9-7 with them bombs detonating. My funk flex with want next, you suspect and upset. I crush necks and bust sex, hating on my success. Running on the fiber right after when the sun sets. Running on the music and my fam till there comes death. Moment of silence for those who couldn't dodge violence. You either kill or be killed, that's divine knowledge. It doesn't have to be physical to murk opponents. It could be mental or lyrical, different ways to approach it. Too ferocious to focus, dopest MC that's roasting. Intoxicating, my lyrics will have you overdosing. I've been chosen by a higher form, the right rhymes. This gift I was born with, that's a lifetime.
Cappuccino on the wax.
Break both legs, you move in slow mo. Got time to glow mo.
Cappuccino on the wax.
Brownsville, home of the brave, put in work in the street like a slave. Break both legs, you move in slow mo. Got time to glow mo. Glow mo.
It's the orphans, big truck cats, and more friends. We allergic to pork skins, the fork rims hovering around the bricks. I can see the antichrist rappers with the hawk lens. My talk spins, but y'all catch on late. Stalk the bins, don't short the ends. I'm working hard so I can import the blends. Y'all force the winds, I lay back on y'all and I toss the gems. We the lost origins, they're trying to put us in coffins. The lawmen's, they want to keep us in the court pens. Take away the fortunes, I keep the microphone scorching. Every often, I sport the Air Forces. The fat red leather with the soft skin. I cork chickens, from J-Pan to New York chickens. My sword thickens, I resort to up north conditions. You might have seen me on a snort mission.
Cappuccino on the wax.
Break off your legs, legs you move in slow mo. Got time to slow mo.
Cappuccino on the wax.
I'm about to get to the bottom of this shit ASAP. We on the hunt, searching, but they left no treasure map. A road suddenly travel where everybody don't make it
DJ
back.
King
and
Flo.
The stakes is high, like De La.
Mix
and put that on my soul, nigga. Yeah, that's us, out for the major figures. Empty your pockets and give up the jewelry. You rappers can't fuck with me or see me like Blind Fury. Kangaroo Court, I'm the judge and the jury. Drasmatic and Vince Vega, we put the pressure on you, sir, when Vegas. I ride the track like it's transportation. This is just a demonstration. My motivation came from local niggas hating, but that's a whole nother conversation. They can't handle the truth, they find the flow offensive, especially them niggas that flow primitive. A bunch of Neanderthals trying to ball. It's whatever, my G, you make the call. I fuck them up, I beat them all like fistball. They don't like me, I talk filthy, they trying to ban me. The way I kill a mic, I been deserved 3 Grammys. It's my year, I'm about to make y'all understand me. Phase 2, time to execute the plan.
I don't gang gang, I shoot out bang bang. The relentless lyrics, the only dope I slang. Relentless lyrics. Relentless lyrics. I don't gang gang, I shoot out bang bang. The relentless lyrics, the only dope I slang. Relentless lyrics.
Rock.
I'm out for presidents to represent me.
DJ King Flow.
I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Who won the bet? Is that we don't touch letters, stack cheddars forever. Live treacherous, all the etceteras. To the death of us, me and my confidants. We shine, you feel the ambiance. Y'all niggas just rhyme. By the ounce, though, accumulates like snow. We don't just shine, we illuminate the whole show. You feel me? Factions from the other side would love to kill me. Spill 3 quarts of my blood into the street, let alone the healing. Fuck them, we hate a nigga loving his life. In all possible ways, know the feds is bugging my life. Hospital days, reflecting when my man laid up. On the uptown high block, he got his side sprayed up. The sword's life slipping. This is a minor setback, yo, still in all we living. Just dream about to get back. That made him smile, though his eyes said, pray for me. I do you one better and slay these niggas faithfully. Murder is a tough thing to digest. It's a slow process. And I ain't got nothing but time. I had near brushes, not to mention 3 shots, close range, never touched me. Divine intervention, can't stop by from drinking my ties with Tata down in Nevada. Ha ha, papa. Word life, I dabbled in crazy way. Without rap, I was crazy straight. Potting, I'm still spending money for an 88.
Yo, so keep it real, son. Count this money.
DJ King Flow.
Yo, put the grass over there in the safe. You know what I'm saying? Cause we spinning the Jackson.
I'm saying that's what this is all about, right? Clothes, bankrolls, and hoes. You know what I'm saying? Yo, then what, man? What?
Visualizing the realism of life in actuality. Fuck who's the baddest. A person's status depends on salary. And my mentality is money orientated. I'm destined to live the dream for all my peeps who never made it. Cause yeah, we were beginners in the hood as proper sinners. But something must have got in us. Cause all of us turned to sinners. Now some resting in peace and some are sitting in San Quentin. Others such as myself are trying to carry on tradition. Just keeping this rough of us and speak ghetto essence inside us. Cause it provides us with the proper insight that got us. Even though we know somehow we all gotta go. But as long as we leave. Even we'll be leaving with some kind of dough. So into that day we expire and turn to vapors. Me and my capers, I'll be somewhere stacking plenty papers. Keeping it real, packing, still getting high. Cause life's a bitch and then you die. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff lie, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff lie.
I woke up early on my born day. I'm 20, it's a blessing. The essence of adolescence leaves my body now freshened. My physical frame is celebrated cause I made it. One quarter through life, some godly like thing created. Got rhymes, 365 days annual plus some. Load up the mic and bust one. Cuss while I puss front. My skull cause it's pain in my brain vein. Money maintained, no go against the grain. Simple and plain. When I was younger, this I used to do my thing hard. Robbing foreigners, take their wallets, they jewels and rip their green cards. Dip to the project, flashing my quick cash and got my first piece of ass smoking blunts with hash. Now it's all about cash in abundance. Niggas I used to run with is richer, doing years in the hundreds. I switched my motto. Instead of saying fuck tomorrow, that buck that bought a bottle could've struck the lotto. Once I stood on the block, loose cracks, produced stacks. I cooked up and cut small pieces to get my loot back. Time is ill-matic, keep static like wool fabric. Pack a 4-matic to crack your whole cap.
Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Die. That's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch.
DJ King Flow.
Yes, sir, it's King Flow, the Mixtape Addict. We're in the building, you know, from France to California. And today I'm with the West Coast legend, RBX. How you doing, man?
I'm well, bro. Good. So, we just chilling, man. I see Snoopy out there in Paris doing his thing, real big.
A Paris, mon ami.
Yeah, he out there, you dig? So,
yeah, man.
I was out there before doing shows and whatnot. I didn't get to see the Olympics or nothing like that, but I seen the Eiffel Tower and in the streets of Paris, so I know what he's going through. It's nice. All good.
You know the city, you know the culture, you know how we do it out there, man.
Yeah, I didn't have, you know, I went to McDonald's in Paris.
Yeah, you know, it's like in the movie, right? The Quarter Pounder, we call it royal cheese out there.
Yeah, it's called royal money, too. It's like $45.
Yeah. Paris is crazy expensive, my man. So, yeah, what's the Paddock, man? I have to ask you, I have a tradition in Mixtape Paddock. I always ask to my guests the first question, man. Who is your all-time favorite DJ?
My all-time favorite DJ would be Grand Wizard JD from Long Beach.
All right, real legend. And tell the people why, especially him.
Because he's one of those old school DJs that's not just get up there and spin the record. He's one of those breakbeat DJs that's gonna take big beat and he's gonna scratch it so you can rap to it.
Yes, sir. That's how hip hop started, man. You know, looping the drum break and letting the MC do his thing, man.
He is super looper and he got skills. He up there with Aladdin. Aladdin is done nice.
Yep.
But all the tricks in the woo-wah-woo, but my boy could do all that. He got some shit that he do that I ain't never heard Aladdin do. So, I love real DJs, bro. Like I got turntables and a mixer right now and a coffin right now. Dope. I ain't biased. You dig? I don't want to sound like come off like a hater, but not Serato. You know, I mean, you gotta have turntables, bro, with needles in them motherfuckers on winning acts.
Yeah.
That's me. You gotta have that. You gotta have that in the house. You did old school amp, you did with to the mixer and some speakers. And they got you gotta have that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's how it started, man, you know, with the vinyls and everything. And
it's gotta be in the house.
Yep, for sure. So you practice in your house? Do you DJ sometimes?
Get him. Yeah, I can get him, dog.
I DJ RBX, man.
Yes. I started out as a DJ. That's how it happened. I was supposed to be DJing for a battle that we were supposed to be in high school. And when the cast that was supposed to be rapping showed up and heard the competition, they got scared. So I was just a DJ up there with no MCs. So I had to DJ my own show and MC my show. So I was DJing the MC that night. So I put the beat on and then grabbed the mic and got the shit on folks.
Dope. That's fine. Yeah. So that's how you started. You started as a DJ first. That's dope. I didn't know that.
Man, I thought I was gonna be yeah.
You know, yeah. It's Mixtape Addict, man. So I have to ask you, you know, questions about mixtapes and all that, man. Do you miss the mixtape format?
I do, because when we was doing the mixtape format, now with the theme, you notice how the industry cats, not the industry cats, but the label. They frowned on that because that was getting back into the essence of real hip hop and they was losing control with their creativeness. It was getting to the point where they could say, I don't want you to make music about positive upliftment. I don't want you to make, that's what the labels do. But when you was doing the mixtape shit, you can get what you get. Mm-hmm. And it's on the mixtape and it's scratched up and it's out there, so they can't stop it. And the label kind of lost control of they artists. Yep. And they creative control.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's why they created, you know, all the streaming platforms that we know now.
Saves are whack. Mixtapes are whack. How is it whack when it's rough beats and rhyme? It's whack because that's the narrative you chinning out because you can't control motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, mixtape give freedom to artists to do whatever they want.
Dang. It gives creativeness to the DJs because now you can go get some Star Wars. Ta-da-da. Da-da-da. You can and you can that was funky. When you had a label like, oh, we don't want to do that because you gotta worry about getting sued, you gotta worry about this. When you mixtape, you don't give a fuck, you doing what you do.
Yep. Yeah, man. So yo, can we expect like a kind of like a best of RBX mixtape one of those days, man?
I don't know. We gotta get together and start putting it together. So we might do some shit like that, you know. I do got shit just laying around, beats just laying around, joints just laying around. I just looked up, I seen a thumb drive and a hard drive, a portable external hard drive. Ain't no telling what's on that thing, bruh.
Yeah, you know, if you want to do that, man, I'll be, you know, be proud, you know, to do that. Talk some French slick shit on it too, you know.
And Do you know the homie T Dur?
I don't think so. How you spell his name?
T D H U R R.
Nope.
T Dur.
Okay. He from out there?
No, he from out there. I got a joint with a French connect, the French connection.
Alright. Dope.
I think it might see it. You know what I'm saying? We all about unification.
For sure, man. So yeah, go look in them hard drives, man. Find some exclusive shit and, you know, we make shit happen.
Yeah. All good, bro.
Yeah. So I have to ask you, man, like, you know, you've been in the game for a while. How does that make you feel to have, like, the privilege to be on some of the most influential hip-hop albums of all time? Now that you go back, you know.
I just feel regular, bro. I don't feel no special. Nothing. You dig? I'll say I worked hard to get those records done because I really had, at that time, I was feeling a sense of family and a sense of, we got to get this done. You dig? So we get it done and everything good. And it's still some 30 years down the line and Interscope is still not wanting to pay a brother.
Damn.
They still a bunch of bullshit. They'll use the songs, Let Me Ride and all this, but they won't pay a nigga. So that shit kind of frustrating, bro. I don't know. Hopefully we'll get this shit resolved one day. But until then, I'm not going to let that bullshit stop me from doing what I do. So I'm going to stay working and hopefully that'll pan out. That's what lawyers do.
Yeah, for sure, man. You know, and it's important to... Because, you know, I've seen some interviews and you were talking about learning how to deal with publishings and all that. So, you know, it's important, especially like for young MCs nowadays, that they got to learn about doing it.
It's really important. And, you know, they got real sicy and real janky with a gang of shit. You know, like you seen Snoop talking about 8 million streams come back to $3. Like, wow. They streaming the fuck out this shit and the people don't want to pay us. Spotify not want to pay. You dig all these little platforms just ripping the fuck out of artists. Then going somewhere and building a bunker and hide.
Yeah, man. What do you think about like the way people consume music in, like in 2024?
I mean, you really can't be mad at nobody for how they listening and whatnot. You dig? Because these are two technologies that's coming forth to make things better. But if you noticed, all the real music enthusiasts, the real heads, the ones that really give a fuck about their music, they going back to CDs, man. They like, I need to hear some of them on wax. It's when you clean up a sound too much and you do too much, it just takes away from things. You need to hear some snapping and popping. It adds ambient shit.
Yeah, man. I see you doing that with your new album. You have a vinyl release, CDs, autographed CDs too.
Yes, man. The fuck? I'm not playing. The fuck?
What's your favorite physical format? Like, is it CDs, vinyls, cassettes?
It would probably be LP, wax, turntable. But that way you can get out there, you put the motherfuckers on the turntable.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm that you did. You got to be careful with your wax. This is for only music enthusiasts, the music enthusiasts and cats that really love their music.
Yep. And it's fun because it went back to vinyl, like the past few years we've seen, like, even young people buying vinyls, you know, it came back on the map, man.
Well, vinyl?
Yep.
It's just something authentic about the vinyl, you know? Here, and like I was about to say, it's like a living organism. You got your wax, you got to take care of it. You got to make sure you clean it. You got to make sure you put it in the right environment. You got to have it stored. You fuck up and get sloppy with your listening, your shit gonna walk on.
Yep.
It'll wave up on you. So that means you ain't taking care of your business. It's like a little baby. You've been, it's too fucking hot in here. You gonna wiggle my wax.
Yeah, man. I think vinyls will be here forever. Cause it's fun to see them come back like that, man.
Yeah.
I've seen some crazy things. Like, even I've seen a McDonald's commercial on TV, and they were advertising a portable vinyl player as a gift to kids, man.
That's hot. That's hot. That's the kind of shit, you know. Did it bring the wax all the way back? Mm-hmm. But it was just like I said. I remember some of my aunties and some of my uncles, real sophisticated, would have a nice stereo system, you know, like component sets, the turntable, Marantz, and high end, the needle was $500 just for the needle. They wasn't playing.
Nope.
And my auntie, she was serious about her everything. You don't touch her wax, don't put no fingers on her wax, she don't let you change the wax. She like this.
Mm-hmm.
Those days, man, I kind of remember. I came up in a wax era, so yeah, that'd be the question to that.
Yeah, man.
Wax.
It's good to see that you have vinyl releases for your album, man. And let's talk about that album, bro. I listened to it, the whole thing. Fucking fire, man. Like, you know, real West Coast sound. So can you tell people more about that, man? When did you drop it and how can people go and get it?
It dropped probably like a month ago, you know? And we have been working on it. Me, the producers, Bad Cabin, that's Skit, and C-Boss the Grouch. And you know, I think they had actually been working with, pardon me, Fat Lip from the Far Side.
Okay.
And they were with Fat Lip, and then I don't know how I got in the mix, but some kind of way I got in the mix. And then we did the joint, and then I think Grouch, and they just hit me and was like, let's do another one. And we did that, let's do another one. That was dope. We'll do another one. After we get to like the fourth one, Grouch was like, man, you know, we got an album kind of possibly brewing. I said, we do? Yeah. He said that, you know, Robert, you got a lot of love in the industry, X, and folks want to work with you. You know, you got Hutch, you did Black Superman, you got Spice One, you got Fat Lip from the Far Side, you got who else we got on the album?
Got Razzcast on there too.
We got Razzcast that called in and said that we got Project Pat that said he wanted, I mean, all the homies just started calling and was like, whoa. So I had to get on my horse, so to speak, and be like, okay, let's get it done. And get it done and skit go to mixing it. And then, you know, Crooked Odd pull up, you dig? I'm kind of overwhelmed because, you know, I had got tired of asking, you know, you just don't know. And, you know, the industry kind of had me kind of kicked in the head. I was like, man, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Weirdos is everywhere. I'm going to just stay working. I don't know where my love line stand, because the game be flip-flopping. One minute they fool with you, one minute they ain't. You don't never know. So I just kept working, and you see the love that showed up on the record. Remember, that's authentic love. That's not those cats that's on the record actually pulled up with they ex. We need to hold you down.
Yeah, man, it's good to hear all the, you know, all the OGs and great lyricists come together to, you know, present the new album.
They came and held me down, so I appreciate everybody on the album. Did I say MCA pulled up? Yeah, MCA pulled up.
Legend.
The whole nine, y'all.
Touch. And what do you think, like, what makes Los Angeles and the whole West Coast area so special when it comes to lyricism? Because, you know, in the whole West Coast, like, the sound never really changed. People stay true to their roots and to their lyricism, man.
Well, I think it's like everything else, you know. The world speed up as life speeds up. And if things get more tragic, it kind of reflects in the art. Mm-hmm. You know, years ago, cats wasn't speaking on homeless encampments because they wasn't seeing that. But now homeless encampment is a daily occurrence. You see cats homeless everywhere. Like, what's going on? So it usually, like, life imitates art.
Yep. True that, man. Yeah. You told me you went to France before, man. So what do you think about the country and especially the hip-hop scene out there, man?
The hip-hop scene was kind of, it was popping. We had went to a couple spots. You dig? I forgot who I seen out there, but it was really on and cracking. I think we, and what I was amazed about is when we hit the countryside, the Autobahn, and we were sliding, how close everything really is.
Yeah, man.
How close Paris is to, it's not that far from Denmark and Sweden and Poland, and we was all out there like, damn.
Yeah, man.
Man, it wasn't. I was like, "Damn!" So what that put in my head is back in the days when they was having all these wars and everything was. I say everything is in close proximity. Shit is right here. Like, oh, when we got to Poland, they asked me if I wanted to go see a concentration camp. I refused. But I see how long it took us to get from there to Paris. And I said, that, and on a bus, it wasn't that long. So imagine if a motherfucker had a plane. Not that long, 45 minutes, you all on a motherfucker.
Yeah, man. So
I thought, like, that's kind of funny. That was one of the things. Then when I got to Germany, I started seeing a lot of stuff that's still there, swastikas and all the stuff that's still that you can't get rid of because it's in cement. I was like, wow. Really close, man. And close, everything was in close proximity, which leads me back to the thing. We need to start getting along because we all too fucking close to be having wars and shit.
Yep.
It's just way crazy. Like, well, that's right down the fucking street. It's like Long Beach and Compton. How the hell y'all gonna trip on each other? Too close, too fucking close, man.
Yeah, man, like if you're in Paris, you can drive to Belgium in 3 hours. You can go to Switzerland in maybe 4 or 5 hours.
All right, that's the kind of thing we was doing. I was like, wait a minute, where we at? They said, "Oh, we ain't in Rotterdam. We in Sweden." I'm like, "Oh, I got homies from Sweden." Then the next thing is Sweden was clean as fuck, super clean. Like, what the fuck, man? We're not in Sweden no more. We were somewhere else. I'm like, damn. And I'm a car head, so I like Benzes and Beamers. When we Stuttgart, oh yeah, we went. Yeah, I'm like, oh, that's the spot. Yeah, they got Mercedes Benz taxis that was harder than some of these cats' cars out here. He said, "That's a taxi, fool."
Yeah, man, that's Europe for you, man. It's different. Yeah,
they got Maybach taxis over there. The fuck is nothing. It's nothing. It's like a Chevy.
Yeah, that's right. And have you ever worked with any European artists or producers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, I was over there with the homie G Dar, and I read to Lanish. You know Rector?
Oh yeah, Rector, that's the homie, yeah.
Rector. So, you know. Yeah, homie, I've been around. I ain't no new booty. This is veterano status. You dig? We've been doing this shit for some years.
Yeah, man. The OG, man. Real shit. And Rector, that's the homie. I did a interview with him a couple years ago. That's a real good guy, man. Real good guy. He worked with a lot of dope artists from your area. He's a fan of West Coast.
He was in Long Beach. We did a video in Long Beach.
Yes, sir.
In that part we did the video at, they took it over. The homies took that shit over. We can't go. You can't go down there no more. It's like a shanty town.
Yeah, okay.
When we went there, it was fences up, but it was still kind of grimy. Cats still down there playing soccer and basketball. Now it's just a full-on encampment.
Damn, man. So you guys had a chance to do that before all that.
All bad. Yeah, we got the video done, though.
Yeah, man. What could you tell about, like, to the young MCs that want to follow the same path, man?
Well, I'm going to tell the young MCs, if you want to do this shit, be true to this shit, because it ain't no joke. And you ain't finna get out there and make a hit song and then be popping overnight buying Maybachs and Benzes and all that. That's a fantasy, bro. That's some bullshit. If you're going to do it, you're going to have to get into the lifestyle and grind out. You might get one, you might not even get one with that. But it don't matter. Don't be chasing nothing. If you can sustain oneself and do something that you love, then that's what you do. If you can get out there and use your talent and skills and pay your bills and keep your, then that's what you're doing. That's something you could strive for. Because all that, oh, I'm going to make a bunch of money. Man, you see, a lot of motherfuckers that make a bunch of money is miserable.
Yep.
Because they've given up the love that they had for the craft to chase change. So now they're not getting that fix and that rush anymore. It's gone. The endorphins are gone. See, I never let nobody steal my endorphins. And when I hear a beat right now, I'll be like, ooh, I feel something real jazzy to that, because I didn't let nobody steal that from me. And that's what when everybody was like, oh, he fell off. Well, no, I didn't really fall off. I just got tired of industry shenanigans. I just fell back. And I said, man, they ain't going to steal my thunder. And I just went and did something else for a minute until the industry flushed that bullshit out. You got to flush. Hey, now, you can't just keep shitting. You got to flush. So when the industry flushed that crap out, a lot of cats that ain't around no more, I'm like, okay, so now it's going to be start to come with this reintroduction of rough beats and rhymes type shit, and I'm about that life.
Yeah, man. I don't think nowadays MCs really need the industries. As long as you got like a solid fan base, you know, hardcore fans that follow your music on the regular and that buy your merchandise, buy your physical formats, I think you can only win, you know.
I mean, from my experience that I have with labels, probably not. Kind of disrespectful. So you got a motherfucker that's gonna help you write some shit, yada yada, make your label hot and successful, and then you gonna do everything you can in your order to not pay the motherfucker. That's some bullshit, homie. That's some pure suckish shit. I ain't gonna even get off into it, but you know what I'm saying? They even know that's some sucker shit.
Oh yeah, of course they know. Of course they know. That's the crazy part, man.
They know what they doing and what they be telling their lawyers to do and try to take a nigga publishing and doing all that. That's not yours. That's not for you. That's not yours. What is you doing?
Yep.
Why is that's corny as fuck, homie. And then it be in your face mouth and shit, knowing damn well they telling the lawyers to see if they can take his publishing. Fuck out of here, man.
Yeah,
I just have been part of that.
I feel the same way, you know, man. I've been doing mixtapes for a while, and you remember when DJ Drummer got arrested by the police? Like, the police raided his house for mixtapes?
Yeah.
I feel the same way. Like, they try to shut down the culture.
Because they couldn't control. You know, it's about a control. When you got mixtape motherfuckers doing mixtapes and taking shit, scratching it, woo-woo, snatching acapellas and putting it on another track. No, man, they lost control because they control what they own the beat. But if the vocals is not on the beat that they control, then they don't got no control.
Exactly.
You don't control this. You don't own the vocals. You own the track that the vocal, but it's on another beat. Like, for prime example, Nate Dogg with the Monica shit. Riding in my car, radio. They killed that song. That wasn't even his beat.
Yeah, man. It's hip-hop, man, you know. Mixing shit together, creating new stuff with it, you know, starting from scratch, out of nothing. It's always been like that, man.
That's hip-hop.
Yeah.
You take care of you bash it together. You beat it. The word that all my producers is called beat it into shape. When you grab something that's just a sample, you gotta beat it into shape. Or you gotta bring it up, enhance, pull some shit, stretch some shit. You gotta beat it into shape. That's where the art form comes around. That's where niggas be like, how is that art form? You just took that somebody and sampled it. Yeah, it went ding, and we made it go ding, 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 and smashed it, and we made it sound something different. You wouldn't even know that was it, and then I told you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the art.
Yep.
That's what they don't understand. It's like we speaking a certain jargon that they don't understand the lingo, and they not supposed to, because they wasn't invited to the shindig.
Yep. Your shit, man.
So that's how we feel. That's yep. How we getting ready for the new shit. You dig? Shout out to Snoop Dogg and all the Death Row endeavors. That's my little cousin, so I'm always gonna be somewhere hovering. You dig? But I'm gonna be over here doing my thing, and I get a bat signal in the air. RBX, we need you. I got a bat jet. I can slide to the compound in my bat jet, then slide up and be gone. So it's all good, man. We're going to stay striving.
Oh, yeah.
I don't got no title name to give you yet because we still on some things and still wet like toilet paper. I don't want to get to talking because folks don't get to call to me. Hey, she talking too much. So I'm going to keep everything on hush, but we active.
Yeah, man. And I appreciate you, man. You know, we only have a few minutes left in this convo, man. And like I told you, man, the album is dope. You know, that felt great, you know, to hear new music from you and all the OGs from the West.
So, right.
Do you have any last words, man, for the people out there in France and worldwide, bro?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate y'all. I do love the love. You know, I wasn't going to say I was bogged down in depression because I wasn't, but I just hadn't done no music in a while, and I didn't know how people was going to respond to it, because I said, I'm only going to do it the way I do it. I'm not trying to cut in and sound like a young nigga. I'm not trying to be 50-something years old running around here in some tight skinny jeans trying to look like I'm 25. I'm not doing none of that. I'm going to act my age. I'm going to step in and I'm going to do shit that's age appropriate. And if people accept it, then that's what it is. And when we did it, I did get, you know, if whoever you're going to sit your old ass down, I heard that a couple times, but that didn't faze me. And then the music started coming through. And folks was like, that's what the hell we talking about. So it made me feel good that I stood on my square and did the music that I love and that I know, and stand for something. The folks are just falling for anything and be out there all on TikTok doing some weird shit.
Yeah, man, you stay true to yourself, man. You know, you have fans worldwide, bro. Like, you know, a lot of hip-hop fans will never forget about the RBX, like the classic verses. Right.
And I can't mislead them and then all of a sudden hit them with some shit that's not what they used to. They're going to be like, no. What the fuck is this? Yeah, I'm not doing that, because that's what happens to me when I go see the artist that I love and I pick up some shit and them niggas don't win. Sideways, I'm like, oh damn. Mm-hmm. But then I don't know. Yeah, I just, before I do some shit like that, I'll go ahead and sit my ass down in retirement.
So, man, well, thank you for dropping this album, man. You know, I think it made a lot of people feel great, you know, to see you drop crazy balls. And you know, the choice of instrumentals that you have, also Monster, you know, like, you know how to pick the right beats, and the project is solid. And I hope, you know, it'll follow maybe with another one and maybe a mixtape, you know, we don't know.
We got a few more. And I got a rock album.
Okay.
I got a joint with Korn.
Dope.
So I do got some shit. It's not no joke. It's big. Like, I can put it out there. I just haven't, because I haven't found it. Like I said, we had these issues with the labels. They didn't help me put this together. They didn't help me with the artwork. They didn't help me with nothing. So I have a real problem putting this, even with the song that I got with Korn. I'm not going to take no shit like that to say Interscope. And they ain't even got me right from the first time. And I know they know what's up with the rock. I come through with a rock album. They know rock. Jimmy's a rock dude. You know, that's what's the homeboy name? Billy Joel. Jimmy Iovine did Billy Joel and all that stuff. So he know rock. Mm-hmm. I got a rock album that'll shake shit up, but until they get me right, bro, it's going to sit in the vault. So that's where I'm at. You know, we had that discussion about how the labels do their thing, and I really not feeling their vibe. So I'm just, and I ain't really giving a fuck about fame, and I ain't trying to be in the video dancing. So it'll just sit. Maybe folks will hear it, maybe they won't.
I hope we will, man. So yeah, keep me updated about that, and make sure you send old records my way so I can spin them in the radio show.
I do got the shit is in my car, homie. I could actually snatch some shit like for a mixtape and put a rock joint on the mixtape. See, that's what I'm saying. That's why I didn't sell myself. I can do whatever I want to do without a motherfucker telling me nothing.
Exactly, bro. Exactly.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So that's what it is, again, folks. I'll talk to you in a minute, brother.
Yes, sir, man. I appreciate you, man. Thank you for your time, man. I appreciate you to be in the Mixtape Panic Show.
Okay, bro. Peace.
Peace, my man. Take care.
Yes, sir.